Extract from letter written by the Universal House of Justice. 97. The need to protect the faith from the attacks of its enemies is not generally appreciated by the Friends, because such attacks, particularly in the West, have so far been intermittent. However, we know that these attacks will increase and will become concerted and universal. The writings of our faith clearly foreshadow not only an intensification of the machinations of internal enemies, but a rise in the hostility and opposition of its external enemies, whether religious or secular, as our beloved faith pursues its onward march towards ultimate victory. Therefore, in the light of the warnings of Shoghi Effendi, the auxiliary boards for protection should keep constantly a watchful eye on those who are known to be enemies or to have been put out of the faith. Discreetly investigate their activities. Warn intelligently the friends of the opposition inevitably to come. Explain how each crisis in God's faith has always proved to be a blessing in disguise. Prepare them for the dire contests which are destined to range the army of light against the forces of darkness. And when the influence of the enemy spreads and reaches their fold, the members of these auxiliary boards should be alert to their schemes to dampen the zeal and sap the loyalty of the believers, and by adopting wise and effective measures, counteract these schemes and arrest the spread of their influence. Above all, the members of the protection boards should concentrate on deepening the Friends' knowledge of the covenant and increasing their love and loyalty to it, on clearly and frankly answering, in conformity with the teachings, whatever questions may trouble any of the believers, on fostering the spiritual profundity and strength of their faith and certitude, and on promoting whatever will increase the spirit of loving unity in Baha'i communities. The primary tasks of the propagation boards, however, are to direct the believers' attention to the goals of whatever plans have been placed before them, to stimulate and assist them to promote the teaching work in the fields of proclamation, expansion, consolidation, and pioneering, to encourage contributions to the funds, and to act as standard bearers of the teachers of the faith, leading them to new achievements in the diffusion of God's message to their fellow human beings. It should furthermore be remembered that these self-same functions are being carried out by the assemblies, national and local, and their committees, which have at this time the great responsibility for actually executing the teaching plans and for administering, consolidating, and protecting the Baha'i communities. The auxiliary board members should thus watch carefully that their work reinforces and complements that of the administrative institutions.